HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. House Republicans have started impeachment hearings for President Biden, focusing on members of his family, with Democrats claiming there's nothing there.
The three subpoenas are the next step in the Republican-led House impeachment inquiry, with investigators now demanding the personal and business banking records of President Biden's brother James and his son Hunter Biden. Chairman Comer of the Oversight Committee says they are following the money trail, alleging the documents combined with recent witness testimony reveal a pattern of abusing public office for the family's financial benefit. Catherine Herridge, CBS News, Washington.
House Republicans are also stuck on money bills needed to keep all federal agencies funded past Sunday morning. There's a foreign policy element involved, more U.S. aid to Ukraine and its war against the Russian invasion.
So it's not that there's a majority of the House that doesn't want Ukraine money. There's a faction of the House which just happens to hold veto power for as long as the House Speaker wants to do everything on a party line vote, which as of tonight, he still does.
Correspondent Scott McFarland. 2 weeks into their limited strike against the Big Three, the United Auto Workers could announce more specific strike targets about 8 hours from now. Professor Eric Gordon of Michigan University.
If I were the UAW, I would move back to attacking production at the actual car assembly plants. If the union picks one key engine plant at each company, it could do a lot of damage.
The weather watch this overnight is on the northeast, where remnants of Storm Ophelia are dumping lots of rain with a potential for serious flooding later in the morning in the New York metro area.
That is a cause for concern in the subways, for people with underground apartments, for places with basements, and anyone who's traveling in the airports in and out of New York, you are going to be facing delays.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. Come next spring, California fast food workers could get a significant pay increase.
When it takes effect in April, fast food workers in California will have the highest guaranteed base salary in the industry, $20 an hour. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the law among fast food workers and labor leaders in Los Angeles.
We saw the abuse. We saw the inequities in terms of the wages and the treatment, and we realized we had a responsibility.
It's a win for labor unions, which have worked to organize the fast food employees to get higher pay and better working conditions. On average, fast food workers in the U.S. earn $13.43 an hour. Matt Piper, CBS News.
He was memorable in the Harry Potter film series. Actor Michael Gambon has died after a bout with pneumonia. Michael Gambon was 82. Dow futures are up 56 points. NASDAQ futures up 33. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
RPG. Did you know that
belly of the aircraft? We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Greg Bach is on the board.
Hello.
And we are still, Greg Bach, on...
Baby Watch.
We are still on Baby Watch. No word, except that LJ apparently is a little reluctant to leave her very comfy home, current home.
I mean, it's rent-free.
Well, it's rent-free. I'm sure it's warm and...
Food.
Food and all the things you need, so... Nothing to report right now. Again, as soon as we know something, we will absolutely share it with you. And Dr. Kristen Lyerly is going to be here at 11 o'clock for our public cervix announcement. And one of the things that we're going to talk about is what your body is going through when you are in this stage of pregnancy and what's happening. And also, I want to know what friends and family can do for a new mom that is going to be the most useful, least intrusive.
Yeah.
Thing, right?
Everybody, what can I do to help? Don't yell at me.
Yeah, everybody wants to help, but we want to make sure that it's the right kind of help. So also coming up at 10:50, you have an opportunity to win a $100 gift card that's courtesy of Auto Glass Now. This is $100 you can spend any way you want to. You don't have to spend it with them. They're just doing this because they're pretty wonderful.
That's pretty wonderful. And I gotta say, everyone who's called in and given us what they want to do with it has been heartfelt and beautiful. Yep. No one's like, I'm getting an extra tall Bloody Mary this weekend. It's been very kind, very generous individuals calling. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. So coming up at 10:50, start thinking about it now. If you had this $100 from Auto Glass Now, what would you do with it? And we're going to take three callers. When you hear the sound of the breaking glass is when you want to call at 844-967-2789. We will take the first three callers who get through, ask you what you're going to do with the money. And then, as we know, Greg is a judge. He's the yum judge.
I'm the yum judge.
So we will be judging who is going to pick up that cash. And then at 11 o'clock again, of course, public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. If you have questions for her, you can always text them in. And 11:33, J.R. Radcliffe is a sports reporter with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There's a few things
going on. Oh, there's some things to talk about today.
Yeah, there's just a couple of things going on, so stick around for that coming up at 11:30. Right now, though, Greg, I wanted to start with Robin Voss says what?
Oh, the Popcorn King is back again. He's saying dumb things, and I want to go blip.
So was it yesterday? In the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, they had a piece on who is Robin Voss.
Yeah.
And it basically gave some of his background, where he went to school and how long he's been in the legislature and what his businesses are and things like that. It wasn't a hit piece, by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
It was just pretty much, this is who he is, and this is what he does, and his businesses, et cetera, et cetera. Today, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, there's an opinion piece by said Robin Voss, the same man, with the headline that says, Tony Evers and Democrats said they wanted Iowa-style redistricting, then they rejected it. If Governor Tony Evers is truly interested in resolving this issue, why won't he take yes for an answer?
You know, I really have to hand it to the Popcorn King, because when they made it such a simple, like, we're going to do the Iowa style of redistricting. There you go. And they walked away. And of course, every Democratic leader, every Democratic pundit, anybody who has a big, like a Democratic, as in the party opinion, was like, yeah, right. This is a trap. We don't trust you. And we have every reason not to trust you. So after that happened, they're all like, well, you said you wanted fair maps and we're giving you, no, you are not. Because every story that ran about this map proposal.
Yes.
Always said the same thing. Almost, nearly, pretty much, not exactly, because they left that loophole and they're saying if it doesn't come to a consensus,
right,
they get to do whatever they want.
Like they do right now.
Yeah.
So this is not, as you said, Greg Bach, the Iowa redistricting plan.
It's similar. There's another word they used.
Yes, yeah, similar, but it is not the same thing, because again, ultimately it puts the power back in the hands of the lawmakers, who then can draw up any maps that they want and pass them, and we're still stuck in this process.
Yep.
So in today's op-ed piece in the Journal Sentinel, Mr. Voss says, I recently proposed we establish an independent, nonpartisan redistricting commission to remove politics from the process, restore confidence in our state's electoral system, and help our state move on from the bitter partisan battles of the last 2 years. Our neighboring state, Iowa, has employed a nonpartisan independent redistricting commission for many years and have had great success. Countless Democrats, even our governor, have previously supported such a model. If Evers is truly interested in resolving this, why won't he take yes for an answer? And why did all Assembly Democrats but one vote no on the very proposal they authored, even after we made changes and adopted 7 amendments to address their newfound concerns? Now, this really makes me laugh. I sincerely doubt this is a simple change of heart. More likely, it appears the financial and political calculus has changed. Deep-pocketed donors have recently committed millions of dollars to advocating for judicial drawn districts. I propose the Evers plan to adopt the Iowa model, an independent nonpartisan redistricting commission to be created by the legislative and executive branches. In 2019, Governor Evers said people should get to choose their elected officials. Now he and his allies want state Supreme Court justices to draw our maps. We are simply calling on the governor to stick to his word. The alternative of kicking the can down the road is continued instability is untenable. Let's embrace bipartisanship, Greg Bach, and cooperation so we can get back to the business of governing, from addressing the cost of living to ensuring our kids have a quality education and building a strong economy for all Wisconsinites.
I'd like to believe that he actually put the name Greg Bach in there, like he was talking to me. I talk to him a lot on Twitter. I mean, if you follow me on Twitter, folks, I am, or X or whatever, I am Greg Bach. You can see the one-sided conversation I've been having with Robin Voss for years now. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. He always presents himself as this mild-mannered,
reasonable,
man of the people. Mm-hmm. I'm here to help. I'm the guy who's going to get Wisconsin going again. And he has never done anything but show that he is in the interest of himself, which is a businessman, a property owner.
Yes.
And other businesses with tax cuts, and dive bombing what was a much better Brewers deal from Governor Evers, which was much more fiscally responsible. It gained interest in the savings, said no. And then he proposes a deal that is nearly three times, and then just puts Milwaukee and the people on the hook.
Yep.
And walks away saying, well, we can't let them leave. I love baseball. I love, and that's the other thing that really makes me mad about him is that I wish I would respect him if he was a savvy, silver-tongued politician who could walk in the room going, "Hey guys, how about that Christian Yelich really good home run the other night?" Instead, he walks in the room going, "Bleep, blorp, baseball, bat, hit, ball. I love sports, people. America, Wisconsin." I mean, he's been in office for 20 years.
2004.
And that's not even counting being elected as a county supervisor.
Right. Yeah. He's been on the public dime for a long time. It's a good gig if you can get it.
What a moocher.
844-967-2789. Love to know what you think about this op-ed piece in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Robin Voss. And just reading some of the comments on JS Online, this is the most disingenuous, morally bankrupt argument I've read in a long time. And that's saying something because I follow state politics closely. You were against this before you were for it because all you care about is power, not democracy. What you and your GOP cronies are proposing here isn't even the actual Iowa-style redistricting approach. Sorry, the Supreme Court's ours now. We took it back fair and square. Time for real, honest, and fair election maps.
I mean, that's what it comes down to as well. It's like, this is just sore loserdom. This is sore loserdom.
Oh, absolutely.
And there have been, I mean, I think Matt Gaetz said that if we had, Matt Gaetz said something to the effect of, and I apologize for not remembering the exact quote, but things of like, fair maps, Republicans admit they don't win. Election equality in our elections, ability for ballots to be like registration, things like that.
Yep.
They lose elections. Electoral college goes away. They lose elections.
Oh, yeah.
And they all know it because they've all said it in interviews. So this is just another example of absolute sore loserdom coming from the man who holds the heavy crown of popcorn on his head.
He does. It is a heavy, 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 and the orb is even heavier.
Yeah.
I've heard. Another comment, since the GOP-controlled legislature can still push their own maps at the end of the day, this is not the Iowa-style fair map drawing. This is what they said about this. Quote, Iowa State Auditor Rob Sand said, this isn't the Iowa model. It's also just impossible to expect Iowa-style fair results when you still have the capacity to gerrymander at the end of the day, which is what this bill allows for. They can reject and reject and draw their own. You can't do that in Iowa. That's why the Iowa system works. If they have pulled that out, then you do not have the Iowa system in this bill. And again, that's the whole problem.
Ba-boom.
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 844-967-2789. Reactions, thoughts, feelings.
Fears.
Fears, concerns. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, we've got that $100 giveaway coming up at 10:50, so stick around for that. We are coming up against a break. We will take your calls and your texts right after this. Stick around. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Oh, Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball. Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my and, God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies for us here the overnight. Light southeast winds and 57 degrees by daybreak. A mix of clouds and sunshine around the area on Friday, the high 75. Friday night, there will be a chance of some showers and storms. Most of that should be after midnight. Right now, it's 55.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Something about you says you wanna.
What could I make it work your way? Welcome back to Ask Those Wisconsin. Jane Matmere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are kicking around an op-ed that Robin Voss has this morning in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where he basically says, you want fair maps? We gave you this great deal. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Why don't you want them anymore?
I think it's also important to remember that he almost got primaried last time. He won by very few votes. And what's weird is that I'm glad the other guy didn't win, because that guy, Steen, was...
Oh, Brian, Style.
Style. Bonkers.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text. We're going to go to the phone lines. Charles in Green Bay. Good morning, Charles. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jane. How are you doing today?
I am well, thank you. What do you think about Mr. Voss's op-ed?
Okay, first of all, you got to think about the whole puzzle. You can't look at just pieces of the puzzle to make a puzzle. I was a teacher for many years, and I always thought outside the box. Well, Robin Voss is tearing up the box so that he can build a box. There is not, if you're going to do it via the Iowa way, then you do it via the Iowa way, not the Robin Voss way,
yep.
Which means you take pieces out. That's not the Iowa way. Robin Voss is afraid to do it the Iowa way, because it's not going to go his way.
For sure.
Maps are going to be redrawn, and they're going to be redrawn correctly. He is a coward when it comes to truth and justice. The fact of the matter is, if you're going to do it the Iowa way, you have to do it 100% the Iowa way, not this 75% or whatever the hell it comes down to. Pardon my language.
That's all right, Charles.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's also lying by omission. You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's leaving out this, and it's a really important part of this puzzle that he conveniently didn't mention in his op-ed, that in their model, it ultimately can go back to the legislature twice, and then they can pass whatever they want. So it's really disingenuous,
right?
which is the Robin Voss way.
Lying to the public.
And lying by omission.
Exactly. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Charles. Have a wonderful day. Really appreciate your calling. A texter from the 608 says, if Republican voters had pride, they would be insulted with how stupid Robin Voss thinks they are. He's losing, and we are not letting him off the hook.
And a text from the 414 boiled it down even harder to Robin Voss is a corrupt, self-serving jerk.
Ah, well, that was subtle.
And the thing to ask the question here is, I don't want to say I feel sympathy for Robin Voss because I don't feel anything for a man who feels nothing, but he is in a very tenuous situation because, like I said, he almost got primaried by a bunch of people who are basically calling him a rhino. You've got the people on the left who do not trust him whatsoever.
At all, right.
So what is he trying to create? What is his end goal here? Because usually you think of it like as some sort of evil plan, but like I think he's just – it is – okay, go with me here. Is he just trying to say – would you guys just please like me? Like, my friends over here don't like me. You does anybody like me? Can someone please like me?
See, and I don't think it's about being liked at all. His goal is keeping his cushy job that he's had for a long, long time and the power that he wields. Life is good. Why would I want to mess this up?
But you need to have friends to do it. And right now, he probably has less than he did 5 years ago.
Yeah, but I don't. In this instance, do you really have to be friends?
Well, when
don't
I say
don't you just need enough leverage?
Yeah, I mean, when I say friends, I use it in the terms being used in politician speak. Like,
yeah,
I'll say it better. Where are his allies?
Good question. Because it doesn't appear to be Devin Lemahieu. Although I am not that well versed on that. We'll leave that for another time.
Yeah, yeah.
844-967-2789. We have Dave from Mequon is on the line. Dave, we only got about 2 minutes left. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I don't think you want to use Iowa as representation, to be honest with you. The reason being, so I've had family in Iowa for a long, long time. Iowa is about as red as it can be right now. If you look at the makeup of the House legislature in Iowa, you only have 38 Democrats in the entire state versus 64 Republicans. They don't control anything in the state of Iowa. Nothing.
Well, it's not David, it's not so much about who controls the power in Iowa. It's how they design their maps and the methods.
Okay.
And even if we do get redrawn maps in Wisconsin, Dave, there's no guarantee that the Democrats are going to sweep everything and achieve, major majorities. That's not. I think people are just tired of cheating. I think people are sick of their voices not being heard because their lawmakers are so insulated. They do not have to respond to the needs of their constituents or the wants of their constituents. And I think Wisconsinites are tired of that.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. So I also have family in Illinois, and I look at what the Democratic Party has done to the Republican Party in the Chicago area, and when they lost the congressional seats, they purposely designed it so where the Democrats would still have their representation, equal amount. And the same thing was going on in New York, but that got thrown out because in New York, they had a big controversy. So it depends on which party controls which state. It goes both sides.
Well, for sure, Dave. And I don't know if you've heard this before, but I mean, we have talked about the gerrymander in Illinois, and none of us agree with that either. I don't want to see that either. I don't think that's right. I don't want either side to cheat like that. Let's make it fair.
But that's why
we're running out of time, Dave. We're running out of time. Thank you so very much.
Yeah.
You can check in anytime, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We are coming up against the bottom of the hour news. When we come back, it's going to be the good, the bad, the chocolate milk. Keep it right here. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. With a partial government shutdown deadline about 2 days away now, and without an authorization vote by members, House Republicans launched a formal impeachment hearing on Thursday against President Biden. Correspondent Skylar Henry.
Throughout the more than six-hour hearing, the White House issued statements saying nothing can distract from the Republicans' inability to govern as the shutdown loomed.
About that looming shutdown, correspondent Nicole Killian spoke with Republican Byron Donalds of Florida.
Can you guarantee there won't be a shutdown, or is it inevitable at this point?
I can't guarantee that. If this that can happen, it could not happen. The number one thing we have to do is finish our work.
The Food and Drug Administration is looking into side effect reports about an anti-diabetes drug now popular against obesity.
The label for drug Ozempic, which is part of a class of medications which has become popular for weight loss, has now been updated, with the FDA now acknowledging increased reports of a condition known as ileus. That's essentially blocked intestines.
CBS's Alexander Tin. CBS News Brief.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip with the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Back to Ask Us Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Buck is on the board. You are always welcome to join us. Call, text 844-967-2789. No word from Mama to be yet. No movement, no action. Greg, we remain on
Baby Watch.
Thank you.
Sometimes you got to press the right button.
That helps. Yes, we are on Baby Watch. So again, once we know anything, we will pass it along. I do want to remind you, coming up at 10:50, We will be taking the first three callers, and this is all courtesy of the fine, generous people at Auto Glass Now. A $100 gift card is up for grabs. All you have to do is tell us what you would do with that $100, and then we're going to pick somebody.
That's
pretty easy.
That's democracy.
So what you want to do is you want to listen for the sound of broken glass or breaking glass, which I have a feeling might come towards the end of this segment.
Whoa. Making it so easy.
Right? So easy for you. So stick around for that. I did want to go back just for a couple of texts, Greg. We were talking about today's op-ed in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Robin Voss, Assembly Speaker, Popcorn King. He's like, here's your, we offered you fair maps. Now you don't want them. What's up with that? And basically it's because this is not the Iowa model. Ultimately, the legislature retains the power and can draw whatever maps they want, which is what they've done for the last decade. So
yeah,
that doesn't change anything. Josh Egan checking in on the live stream. I would love a fair fight. Nothing more, nothing less. And I think that's what a lot of people want. I think a lot of Wisconsinites don't like cheaters. And we don't like people who don't play fair. And I think we would just like to see a more level playing field to even things out. Not that Democrats are going to sweep everything and just take over the government, because we are a 50-50 state.
Yeah.
And also our friend Joe McClear checking in. Are you guys going to talk about tonight's game? Because if you need someone to pester you about how the Lions are going to pound the Packers into the dirt, just let me know.
We're on Joe McClear watch, too.
J.R. Radcliffe from the Journal Sentinel is going to be joining us at 11:30. So we will certainly be talking about the Packers game tonight. We're going to talk about the big Bucks trade that happened yesterday. We'll get some Brewers in there as well. So stay close for J.R. Radcliffe, who will be joining us at 11:30. Right now, though, we're going to do the good, the bad, and the chocolate milk.
Oh, boy.
And, Greg, we're going to start out with the good.
Yeah.
Last night was the second Republican presidential debate.
And how was it for you?
It was great, because I didn't watch it.
Me either.
That was good.
Oh, felt so...
felt really...
So, so good.
It felt so really, really good.
It's like it washes over you.
It does.
It just feels so nice.
No, I actually watched the latest episode of Only Murders in the Building on Hulu, which is so good.
What a pleasure.
Yeah, so good.
We'll be talking more about that next week.
Next week. The season finale is coming up. So what were you watching last night?
I was watching stand-up comedy. I was at the Laughing Tap, which we'll talk about more later on in the show.
Yeah.
But we have our weekly open mic on Wednesdays, which, by the way, whether you're a comic or a spectator, and I'm going to tell you, last night, there were so many spectators. It was like 2-to-1 spectators.
Wow.
People were coming in watching. It was great. It was a packed house.
Cool.
For an open mic. And it was by far the best open mic we've ever had. The laughter, fun, everyone was on point. Drinks were flowing. I was laughing. I was high-fiving.
Wow.
I mean, it was peak fun.
All right, peak fun. Well, that sounds like a better use of your time than watching last night's GOP presidential debate. Charlie Sykes and the Bulwark this morning, it just makes me laugh. Do we have to pretend that last night's kids' table debate mattered? Are we really going to do this again? The debate itself was a muddled mess, a non-event, distinguished only by its embarrassing lack of substance and utter pointlessness. Other than that, it was great.
Yeah, I mean, Vivek Ramaswamy definitely going for the T-Birds look.
With his hair?
Yeah, that he definitely, you know, bringing the Danny Zuko vibe.
Oh, for sure. And Nikki Haley took a shot at him, telling Vivek Ramaswamy at one point, honestly, every time I hear you, I feel a little bit dumber. And the only other thing... Because I did watch some recaps this morning, because we knew we were going to talk about this.
Yeah.
The only thing that really stood out for me was former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was up on the stage, and he had this to say to Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump should be here to answer for that, but he's not. And I want to look in that camera right now and tell you, Donald, I know you're watching. You can't help yourself. I know you're watching, okay? And you're not here tonight. Not because of polls and not because of your indictments. You're not here tonight because you're afraid of being on the stage and defending your record. You're ducking these things. And let me tell you what's going to happen. You keep doing that, no one up here is going to call you Donald Trump anymore. We're going to call you Donald Duck.
Oh, what a burn.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. So it's 2023. In the 8 years we had to put up with Donald Trump and the numerous fails from various candidates, whether you're Jeb Bush's or your Marco Rubio's or Ted Cruz's to try to
take him down.
That was the best one. Because remember, I mean, say what you will about Chris Christie. The man comes with confidence, that New Jersey swagger.
Absolutely.
And he will look in the and he doesn't care. But you worked for him for a long time. You defended him and whatever, but fine.
Yeah. It was a lighthearted moment.
Yeah, it was.
Whether or not that's going to help Chris Christie, I very highly doubt.
No, but I will say this. If a Republican had to take office and you're like, no, if someone said a Republican will be the president next time, of all of them, I would rather be Chris Christie, because I think of all of them, he is the one who can walk in the White House, say, let's just talk. I do. That might be naive, but I feel like, I don't know.
He did manage to get some things done.
Yeah, so.
When he was governor.
If you have problems with that, please at me at Jay Weber.
No, don't do that. Nicholas Grossman also writing in this morning's Bulwark. No one last night tried to make a what type of party do we want to be case against corruption and authoritarianism. It was surreal how the debate moderators avoided the profound historical question of nominating a man who will be on trial for federal felonies during the campaign. And it was ridiculous that no candidate mentioned that the man they are trailing in the polls makes anti-democracy assertions on a regular basis. No one also mentioned Donald Trump said last week that General Milley should be executed for treason.
Well, and that's, you know, the reason why they don't bring it up is because then they have to admit that they're complicit in it. Their party, not just the man who's going to be on trial, but their party is complicit in these problems. And they have no capability of doing that because they don't have the game to say it out loud, then have a plan to go forward and say, this is how we fix it.
Yeah, there's very little substance about policies.
No. Absolutely not. They don't have to. Right now, this is, like he said, this is the kids' table. They're slap fighting right now.
Yeah.
You know, so, all right. But the good was great because we didn't watch.
Because we didn't watch. And I guess that is one plus in this age of technology being everywhere and having access to everything. Back in the olden days, Greg Bach, in my early days in radio, we actually had to watch every single thing in order to talk about it. Or you waited until the next day when the paper got printed.
Which edition? The morning or the afternoon or the evening final?
Exactly. So it's kind of nice, again, that we don't all have to subject ourselves to these things. The good, the bad, and the ugly continues on As Goes Wisconsin. Now we're going to go to the bad. This is sad.
Yeah. Michael Gambon.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Michael Gambon, British actor. He was Sir Michael Gambon.
Yes, he was. My apologies. Sir Michael Gambon.
Yep. Has died at the age of 82. He was the second Dumbledore.
Correct. He took over in Harry Potter and the...
It was the third one, wasn't it?
Yes, and I'm not remember the name of it right now. Not the Goblet of Fire. That's the fourth one. The Prisoner of Azkaban. And he brought an energy to that. Now, Richard Harris...
Was wonderful.
Was wonderful, and he also had his own energy, which was a very, like, astute, like... You respected him as soon as he walked in the room.
Yes.
But Michael Gambon brought fun and agility to that role, and he had energy, and he moved about the room, and it was great to watch both of them for what they did. But Michael Gambon was an amazing actor in countless films and TV shows, and I was talking to a friend, and even though right now, and rightly so, he's being hailed as Dumbledore.
Sure.
He was also in a movie back in the 90s called Toys with Robin Williams, Joan Cusack, himself, LL Cool J, about an eccentric toy maker who dies and leaves his company to his children, being Robin Williams and Joan Cusack. And Michael Gambon plays Robin Williams' brother. LL Cool J plays the nephew and has original music from Tori Amos. It is so weird, but it's so beautiful. And the performances are amazing.
I remember that the name of that movie. Yeah. I know I've never seen it.
You should, honestly, I think you would really enjoy it. It's called Toys.
Okay.
Starring Robin Williams. You can't miss it. The cover has a picture of Robin Williams' face.
I can see it in my head.
Yeah. So,
for sure.
But that's where I got to know Michael Gambon for the first time. And it's an amazing film.
Oh, well, High praise from Greg Buck.
High praise indeed.
Worth checking out. You can watch that the next time you don't want to watch a political debate. There's an option for you. Yeah, so Sir Michael Gambon has died at the age of 82. The Irish-English star died on Thursday following a bout of pneumonia. He died peacefully in the hospital with his wife and his son by his side. So, yeah.
We send love. We send love. Happy thoughts to his family.
And gratitude for...
Yeah.
For all his wonderful performances. And you're right, I think he brought a twinkle to mm-hmm. Dumbledore, a lightness, a little
hee-hee. Cheshire grin.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know what you're doing. I like it. I'll be the leader. I'll be the authority, but keep doing what you're doing.
I'm still fun. Yeah. I'm still fun. All right, and finally, it's the good, the bad, and Greg Buck brought this up this morning. Very, very passionate about.
The chocolate milk?
The good, the bad, and the chocolate milk. What does that mean?
So, Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has made it his battle cry to save chocolate milk for all the little kids all across the land.
Is chocolate milk under threat?
So, the USDA has proposed a possible ban of flavored milk, so that'd be chocolate and strawberry milk, for elementary and middle school, but focusing a lot more on elementary school just because of the amount of sugar that's in it,
right,
and trying to keep those sugar levels lower for children, because that's, you know, that's not the healthiest thing in the world. And Tom Tiffany said,
one of our representatives
here in the state of Wisconsin, I believe the 7th district, said no to gun control, no to pay equality, no to basic equity and living your life and your truth. He said, this is my hill to die upon. I shall take up the flag and plant it here, and I shall say chocolate milk for one, chocolate milk for all, and you can have it when you pry it from my icy cold hand.
Nicely done.
Thank you very much. I mean, he is not only taking up time in the Congress, but he's also doing interviews and tweeting all over the place about this because he's made it such an important problem to fix. When really it's just the USDA saying, hey, kids, maybe not so much with the sugary stuff.
Granted, and we had chocolate milk in school. And I understand the reason obesity is a huge problem in this country, especially among our kids. But I don't know that they should ban it.
I also don't think that it needs to be this big of a problem. So,
well, I think considering all the other things that party likes to scream about, it seems pretty low on the priority list.
Yeah.
Or at least it should be pretty low on the priority list, considering some of the other challenges that the country is facing and Wisconsinites are facing.
Agreed. Wait, what's that sound, Jane?
Oh, what?
What's that sound? Oh my gosh. That's broken glass.
Oh, it sounds like glass breaking. This would be the time you would want to call 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Auto Glass Now has a $100 gift card for you. We'll take the first three callers. That's coming up next. Stay right here. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a serial strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies for us here in the overnight. Light southeast winds and 57 degrees by daybreak. A mix of clouds and sunshine around the area on Friday. The high 75. Friday night, there will be a chance of some showers and storms. Most of that should be after midnight. It's 57 at our studios.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
In for Kristen Bry. Greg Buck is on the board. We still have room for one more. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can win a $100 gift card right now, courtesy of Auto Glass Now. They offer fast, reliable, convenient service for a limited time only. Auto Glass Now offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for all of the details. And basically what we're doing is we're just taking your calls because we're nosy and we want to know what you're going to do with this $100. Because you can spend it on anything you want.
Anything you want.
I know.
You could buy $100 of chocolate milk.
You could buy $100.
We did get a texter from from John from Menominee Falls saying, wouldn't it be nice if Tom Tiffany cared more about banning books than he did about banning chocolate milk?
Thank you, John. Yes, that it would be nice.
Also, he's not trying to save strawberry milk. Strawberry milk is trash.
Oh.
It's gross.
Editorial.
Yep. All right, cool.
Not strawberry milk. All right. Again, if you want to jump in, we have room for three callers. We have two lined up. If you want to be the third one, 844-967-2789. Otherwise, we're going to Dave in the Shaw. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good, Jane. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. So let's talk money, Dave. You have a hot $100 gift card in your hands, courtesy of Auto Glass Now. What do you do with the cash?
I try to be an advocate for our community, and today I am calling to see if you're willing to donate that to an organization called PFLAG Waukesha. They're one of a number of chapters around the state and the country that support the LGBTQ community and their families. Last month they had a picnic at Frame Park here in Waukesha, and it was a family picnic, and a church in Brookfield, funny enough, called Mercy Seat, showed up and like harassed them the entire time.
Oh.
And Quinn Clark from the Journal Sentinel picked up on it. She wrote a really fantastic article about what happened and about the organization PFLAG. And I'm just really passionate about supporting people that have their voice being taken away or that aren't comfortable in their own skin because of being harassed by people like that church in Brookfield. And I would just love to make a donation to them to support PFLAG and their organization and the work that they're doing here in Waukesha.
That's really generous,
Dave. Thank you very much, Dave.
Now, hang on.
Yep.
Do not go away. We got to take our other two calls. We're going now to Kevin in Peshtigo. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you for joining us. What are you going to do with that $100?
I have a good friend. She's actually a second grade school teacher, and she's been out for some time. And her students have been sending her messages and get well cards and through this whole ordeal. And I was going to take the money and give a pizza party to her students.
Oh.
Students for a pizza party.
That's nice.
That's very sweet.
That's also sweet. You can probably get a fair. You could probably get a fair amount of good pizza for $100.
I'm thinking so.
All right, Kevin. We're going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. Because we're running short on time, and I want to get to Don. Don from Waukesha is calling in. Good morning, Don. What are you going to do with that $100 from Auto Glass now?
Well, I'd like to take my wife of 45 years to Joey Gerard's for a really nice steak dinner.
When is your anniversary?
March 24th. That was a trick question, James.
But you knew what it was, so I applaud you for that, Don.
Very slick. Good job, Don.
Very slick, Don. All right, stay on hold, Don. Greg and I are going to have to... Confab about this.
Confab time.
Confab time.
Confab.
It's really hard to judge, except for you.
Oh, I'm so good at it.
I know. I love that Don wants to take his wife out for dinner, for a lovely dinner. 45 years. I just don't know if a dinner is enough.
I mean, that's just the start.
That should just be. That's a remarkably long time.
That's
an achievement.
That's big.
It is. That's big. And then, of course, Kevin from Peshtigo, his friend who's the second grade teacher and wants to give the kids a pizza party.
That's very sweet. Everyone is so generous.
I know. Nobody's like, I'm going to buy shoes.
Yeah. Why can't someone just be like, you know what? I'm just going to take it. I'm going to burn it in front of the poor. No, they're all so nice and kind and generous, and I love it.
And then Dave from the Shaw.
Dave from the Shaw.
Wants to donate to PFLAG.
Yes.
To help... show support for our LGBTQ+.
Yes, absolutely.
Our community. So, what are you feeling there? What are you feeling there, Greg?
I make a decision here, I'm going to go. I vote for Dave from the Shaw.
Dave from the Shaw. All right.
We're going for Dave from the Shaw.
Dave from the Shaw.
Kevin and Don, thank you so much for calling. Please, we still have more.
I believe one more week.
Yeah. So please do not give up. Call back. We want to talk to you.
We will do this again next Thursday at the same time, right around 10:50. But the decision has come down. Dave from the Shaw, congratulations. $100. Really generous, generous of you. And also the generous people at Auto Glass Now.
Exactly.
They are the ones who are making this possible and not requiring you to spend that $100 with them.
No. And Dave, please stay on the line. I'm going to get to you at the break to get your information real quick. And also, like I said before, I'd love to know if the people from Auto Glass Now, very generous to do this, and if they were almost saying, I want this to be an experiment. I want them to know that the money that they have been giving us to give to other people has been given to
other
generous causes. Like, yeah. No one has been saying it's for me.
Right.
I mean, honestly, and even if it was like, hey, my house got hit by a tornado, I need to buy school supplies. That's fine too.
Absolutely.
It's been all in the vein of generosity.
See, this is what Wisconsin is. This is what I like to believe that Wisconsinites are.
Well, good people.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Dave from the Shaw, hang on. We will get your information. And again, thank you so much to Auto Glass Now. They offer fast, reliable, convenient service for a limited time only. Auto Glass Now offering 50% off their windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for all of the details and call them and thank them for their generosity as well. That would be terrific. Coming up against the break, when we come back, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here with a public cervix announcement.
And I got that.
We're going to talk about what's going on with your body when you're close to delivering a baby.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we're going to talk flu shots as well, so stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Don't go away on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.